Good morning. My guest is Jenny Chung. She is an attorney and program manager for Insight Center for Community Economic Development. You are dealing with the state of the elderly in Silicon Valley. And as I understand it, you have just recently come up with an index. Let's talk a little bit about what you got going on.
Sure. So last year, we actually released a statewide but county-based index that measures how much minimum income seniors, whether living alone or living in a couple, need in order to meet their basic needs by county. Yesterday, at an informational hearing at the Capitol, we released information that showed the number and the types of elders who are falling below our index. So just to kind of give you a sense of what that looks like in Santa Clara County, so there are a total of 170,000 older adults, and these are individuals who are 65 or older, and this is in all sorts of living arrangements except for nursing homes. So these are individuals living alone, living in couples, or living with family members. Now, of that 170,000 older adults, 11,000 of them, which is about 6%, fall below the federal poverty guidelines, which is our traditional measure of who is considered in need and in poverty. Now, what we found in the analysis that we've done with our elder standard is that, in fact, 82,000 seniors, which is 48.4 of the total seniors, fall below our elder index, which is 25,391 for a single renter living alone and 35,104 for a couple who is renting. Now, if you compare that to the federal poverty guidelines in 2007, that was 10,210 a whole year for a single person living alone and 13,690 for a couple. Also, again, renting. So what we're finding here is that there's a huge gap between our traditional poverty measure, the federal poverty guidelines, and what we found through our elder index, and that leaves 72,000 seniors falling into this gap. They're not being covered. They're not considered poor.
Let's talk a little bit about the Insight Center and what you guys do and who you are, and then we can go further into what you discovered.
Sure. So the Insight Center for Community Economic Development, we are a national nonprofit research and consulting organization based out of Oakland. And we've been around for 40 years. This year is our 40th birthday. And we focus a lot on economic development, and our program areas consist of workforce development, early care and education, asset building, and we have a legal services program. And all of our program areas are based on this idea of economic security and helping communities and individuals become and remain economically secure. And we use this measure, the Elder Index, and we also have a family complement to that, the Family Index, in order to define what economically secure is. And that is the point at which not only do you have enough to meet your minimum basic needs, but you also have enough to begin developing assets.
This is a particularly tough time, Jenny, and so when you're talking about seniors, there's a couple of factors that I'm thinking about that are coming into play here. Number one, we have an aging demographic to begin with. So people over 55, 56, that's kind of the end of the baby boom era, and those are the people that seems to be where the population splurge still exists today. Did you find that to be pretty much prevalent in your findings?
That's correct. Actually, we see that the aging in the entire state of California is set to double in the next 20 years to 6.5 million. And that is precisely because we have this huge baby boomer generation that is getting into those sort of retirement age. And so as a result, the numbers that we found are all the more staggering because this is based on 2007 data. We can only imagine if we look at it again this year, next year, it's just going to continue growing. And with elders living on fixed income, unless changes are made, you're going to have that many more elders falling below.
I want to go back about 20 or 30 years because anybody who remembers the political discussion when everything was really heating up and everybody wanted to jump in the stock market and we were going to do index Social Security to the stock market and let's make it a voluntary system. One of the things that they have found out, and I want to ask you in particular to a lot of the seniors that you surveyed, was a lot of folks on 401ks opted out for a number of reasons. They either had to get their hands on cash, so they borrowed and basically depleted their 401ks. But for whatever reason, they didn't follow through and keep those going. And, of course, we've seen the stocks. The standing joke was, well, the K is out of my 401k now. What did you find in terms of that particular type of information when you were looking at seniors in their situation and how they stood, where they stood with their 401ks, if any of them had 401ks?
Well, all of our information is based off of the U.S. Census data. And so what we are actually looking at is where seniors are at economically. And what we found is that because our data is based on the 2006 ACS, which is the American Community Survey out of the Census Bureau, it doesn't capture what happened more recently. It just shows you where seniors are at in terms of their current economic situation. And so it actually doesn't even capture their 401k status. Okay. And these days, many of them don't have that.
Yeah, that was what I was going to ask, because the key was, and I realize that you've got a lag in terms of your information. So you're just now, getting an idea of trends? If so, what kinds of trends did you see, and what disturbed you about what you saw?
Well, for us, the Elder Index was initially introduced in California just last year, so that's the very first time we've ever released the index. And yesterday, what we released was a demographic analysis of how many seniors and of what types are falling below. What struck us as very alarming was that we found that renters in particular, individuals who are living alone as opposed to in a couple or with family members, women, communities of color, and those who are older, as 75 and older, were the most at risk. So, for instance, particularly the gender issue that we found that was most concerning, for instance, in Santa Clara County, 55% of women living alone are living below the Elder Index, the minimum amount they would need in order to meet their basic needs in this county, in Santa Clara County, as opposed to 36% of men living alone. And a lot of that is attributed to earning power during the working years for women. Some of the women have stayed at home, so as a result, their Social Security payments are lower. And women tend to outlive men. And so as a result, they are living longer, but on much smaller fixed incomes without necessarily a secondary income to support them. We also found that in Santa Clara County, the breakdown in terms of the number of seniors who are struggling really does break down quite starkly along race and ethnicity lines. And we found that over 8 out of 10 Latinos and over 7 out of 10 Asian elders are struggling to make ends meet, whereas we found 4 out of 10 non-Latino whites are struggling, who are 65 and older. And it's interesting, actually, one issue particular to the Santa Clara County area is that the percentage of seniors who are renters versus homeowners with a mortgage are roughly the same in terms of who's suffering. We actually found that 64% of renters and 63% of homeowners with a mortgage are struggling to make ends meet. And that's in large part because of the high mortgage rates here in this particular area, despite, you know, the recent downturn. Whereas homeowners who were fortunate enough to pay off their mortgage, a third of them are struggling to make ends meet. So while they're doing a bit better, still a third of the homeowners who are elderly in this county are struggling just to, you know, meet all their other basic needs.
Jenny, I got to ask you, when you were putting this all together, and obviously you were running kind of a year behind from where you are, was there anything that red flagged itself and you said, you know, as an organization, these are some areas that we have got to watch since this is what we uncovered in the survey that we took? Were there anything that concepts that you said, gee, we got to red flag that and watch that?
Well, certainly. I mean, I think all the different points that I just spoke about, I mean, especially looking at the older women population, the older female population, looking at specific racial and ethnic groups and how disproportionately they're falling below, that really begs us to look at essentially looking at the barriers that are in place and what would lead to such disparities there, and particularly looking at renters versus homeowners. There's a huge, huge disparity there, as well as between those who are much older, 75 plus, and those who are between 65 and 74. I mean, we want to follow all those trends, and particularly now, given the economic crisis that we're in and so many seniors losing their retirement and potentially having to go back to work or else living on a very, very fixed income. We really need to watch all of this and see how it affects our numbers.
How do we stand with infrastructure for some kind of safety net?
Right. Well, one of the pieces I did want to bring up is that just last week on the 18th, we introduced the Elder Economic Dignity Act. And this was introduced by Assemblymember Bell out of the Santa Clara County area. And this bill that was introduced would require the California Department of Aging to update our elder index and calculate the demographic analysis that we just recently did in order to affect the infrastructure and make those changes that we need. And this would flow all the way through the local area agencies on aging, which are the local agencies designated with the responsibility to assess the services that are needed in their communities, as well as develop plans in order to provide those services. So we want to integrate this elder index into our state system and our state evaluation system so that we can fortify and buttress the, like you mentioned, safety net programs for our seniors.
How difficult a battlefield do you see this coming? Because obviously it tends, especially when we talk about money, it gets into a generational battle. I hate to put it that way, but it tends to. How much of a battle do you expect since everybody's going to be vying for limited resources?
Sure. I mean, this is the way that we really see everything. It's sort of like the old adage, garbage in, garbage out. You need to know what the problem is in order to effectively alleviate it or even address it. And at this point, using the federal poverty guidelines, a 50-year-old measure of what is considered poverty is not giving policymakers or seniors or anyone else the tools, the accurate tools that they need to really make effective policies. And that is so much more important now during constrained financial times because we need to make smart decisions. And if we don't have the accurate data as a base point, we're not going to be able to make those effective decisions that we need to. So what we see through the California Department of Aging taking on the Elder Index and updating it, we're seeing the cost to be somewhere between $50,000 and $75,000 a year, which in the larger scheme of things is a drop in the bucket compared to the amount of savings to the state if it is able to construct the most effective infrastructure and programs that would support seniors. Because that way we don't have the seniors going to the emergency room for their medical services, for instance, which does lead to, you know, high public costs, for instance. We would be able to save there and be able to most effectively target those sort of high-cost items.
Thank you, Jenny. This is probably a good time to have this discussion, especially with inflation, which is a real killer, especially for seniors. Jenny, if anybody wants any more information about the index, your organization, where can they go?
They can go to our organizational website, which is www.insight, which is insightccced.org.
And they can get information on the index and all the specifics that we talked about?
Exactly. They can get a copy of the index particular to their county as well as the demographic analysis I just spoke of.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That's how the future looks for seniors. How does it look for the rest of us? We'll talk about it with Russell Hancock, the president and CEO of Joint Venture Silicon Valley, as we take a look at this year's Silicon Valley Index on South Bay Sunday next.